Phoenix FM and Resurrection, back to early part of 2023 for that one. Annabelle Lee, a band from Brussels. They released their second album, Drift, back in March. That was By the Sea, taken from it. And before that, Buenos Aires duo Pacifica. We've got their debut album, Freak Scene, out now. It came out at the end of September, and I've played that a lot this year. It's going to be one of my favourite albums of the year. And then my next gig as well, I'm going to go and see them at the Islington Academy, I think it is. I think they upgraded the venue from the old Blue Last, and that's going to be just over a week's time, I think. That was Digital Clock, taken from their album. This came out earlier in the year as well, The Distance in Between, new album from Fret Blanket. I'm going to refrain from calling a 90s band, because let's face it, if you're making music now, you're not just a 90s band, are you? This is Digging Your Scene.
I don't know why. lover's vows.
Bye.
Hell, savages, we salute you. Looters and pipe, but we salute you. Bruise and wage, but we salute you. If you perish, we'll salute you. But the credit is ours. For powers at large as a social class heist. Like raft and butter, stay at home. Your life is postponed. Don't forget to pay the rent, pay your debt, and to pay your sweat. Never waste an opportunity to re-educate the community. With draconian parallels, help your neighbors help themselves. We move into the V-shape, U-shape, L-shape. Move into the V-shape, L-shape, U-shape. Move into the L-shape, U-shape, V-shape. Guaranteed to reshape once we have control. They just let the control.
Contagious and dangerous virus that is moving across the world from one.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection Crisis, the live at home version from Australian band Worker and Parasite, taken from their live album Live at Hum. I don't think it's Hum, it might be HUM, the venue in Melbourne. That was released in March, still available from Bandcamp as a download or a cassette. I don't know if the cassettes have sold out. I was very, very tempted to get it on cassette, but number one, it probably would have cost me a fortune with the postage from Australia, and number two, I don't have a cassette player anymore. But, you know, all power to them, and I'm always keeping two sets of fingers crossed that they're going to come over to the UK and play live one day. They're an absolutely fantastic band live. Blur before that, and Barbaric, from an album appearing on a lot of people's best of lists at the moment. That was Barbaric, the album of course, The Ballad of Darren. So good to see Blur live again. I went to one of the Wembley gigs, but I also got to see them at Newcastle City Hall. They played four small venues, and that was the one I got tickets for. And I thought, no problem, have a nice weekend out in Newcastle. And had a great time, actually. Loved it up there. I was absolutely exhausted at the gig, though. All I can say is this middle-aged body gave it some. Really hot day as well. Anyway, next up we have a band that I've been meaning to check out for a long, long time. John Langford and the Men of Gwent. Now, John was with 80s indie band The Meekons. Do I used to remember when I used to listen to John Beale? All those years ago, I don't really know a lot about The Meekons, but John is in a band now with a number of people, including Matt and Eric, who both play in the Darling Buds. And Matt has been telling me to check this band out, quite rightly too. And I've just managed to get hold of their third album, Lost on Land at Sea, which came out last month on Country Wild Records. And from what I've heard so far, it's sounding great. This is the first track on it, Commercial Street.
wicked meat in the houses of the willing, rise from rubbish in the street. From the worthless depths of anger, the sediment of loss and doubt, heavy drops of rain are falling, all the seeds begin to sprout. I have no money for a bottle, cigarettes or food to eat. I move swiftly on the cold wind, blowing down Commercial Street, blowing down Commercial Street.
Or free food.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. Charlie Stone and Free Food, brand new solo track from the ex-Gay Dad and Salads guitarist that came out a couple of weeks ago. And before that, Alexandra Leaving and Conversation Killer, a song that she released at the end of October. Juliana Hatfield has just released her 20th solo album, Juliana Hatfield Sings ELO, and that came out on November the 17th. And it keeps popping up on my Spotify, and I'm thinking, this is an old album. But what actually happened was she sang a cover album of Olivia Newton-John songs. And when I kept seeing ELO, I think I was just thinking of Xanadu, and I'm thinking, no, I've heard that before. And I got a little bit confused, so I've been checking it out, and it's been really, really good. She actually released a third album of covers from a single band, Juliana Hatfield Sings The Police. So she's chosen three really good artists there to cover, in my opinion. Anyway, this is from her current album. All the songs, of course, are covers of ELO songs, and rather than one of the obvious ones, we're going to go for this one, Secret Messages. Phoenix FM and Resurrection, one of my favourite singles of the year from San Francisco's Destroy Boys, came out in August. That was Shadow, I'm Breaking Down. Rat Boys before that, and It's Alive. That was taken from their fourth album, which came out also in August. Now, during tonight's show, we've played a lot of new releases, and we've also revisiting a few songs from earlier this year, which may or may not be in my best of when I finally get round to writing it. This is from Dreamwife's third album, Social Lubrication, which came out in June. This is Hot, Don't Date a Musician. Phoenix FM and Resurrection, just trying to squeeze in as much great music from 2023 as I can before the end of the show. So we played three in a row there, and you just heard Gaz Coombs and Turn the Car Around, which is the title track of his fourth album, which came out all the way back in January. Keely before that, and The Glitter and the Glue, taken from her debut album Floating Above Everything Else. Managed to catch Keely live at the Thunderbolt in Bristol a few months ago. Absolutely brilliant live performer. Check her out if you can. Obey Robots before that, the collaboration between Pen Friends, Laura Kidd. Laura Kidd is Pen Friend, of course. And Rat from Ned's Atomic Dustbin, both of whom are thoroughly lovely people. That was taken from their debut album, One in a Thousand, which came out in February. That was Porcupine. And that's pretty much it for today's show. Going to leave you with a track from Bloca Cola, Welsh psychedelic artist now living in China. He's been releasing music all the way through the last few years. This is from, again, right at the beginning of 2023. Came out in the first week of January. It's the title track of his EP. This is Wig Game. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Signs of rust or specs of rain.